Wow. That was a moving film. I'd like to introduce the filmmakers. This is Andrew Choi Lim Ming. He's a producer. Ah Man Kit, the director, one of the directors. Chow Kun Wai, another director. And Ng Ka Leung, another director. Now, for everyone, this is with the exception of Chan Kun Wai, this is a first film for everyone. This is Chan Kun Wai's second picture. Some interesting tidbits, even though the film's a pessimistic film, it's actually stirred much optimism about them. Can you just talk about that? Anyone just chime in. Because it's a dark film, but it made you really optimistic about Hong Kong. So I just wanted to talk to you to tell me about that dichotomy a bit.
Hello. Okay. Hi. Oh. Hi, everyone. I'm Andrew. I'm the producer of the film. Thank you for having us here. We've been having a lot of interviews, and one of the most questions asked is, how do you see Hong Kong in 10 years in the future? Of course, in our film, we had a very dark and very pessimistic future of Hong Kong. The reason is, over the past 3 years in Hong Kong, if you live in Hong Kong, you can feel the change and feel the pressure that the a lot of freedom are actually disappearing. So, and especially, our film started 2 years ago, before the Umbrella Movement. And back then, we were just trying to do a movie about the future of Hong Kong. How will it change, and what will it become in 10 years' time? We could never imagine things happen in 2014 in the Umbrella Movement. We could never imagine that. But I think the entire mood of the Hong Kong people are very sad and very frightened in certain way. So we try to portray the film in a very authentic way, that we want to portray what is really happening in Hong Kong. And they are all young directors in their 20s and 30s, and they share it from their perspective. In some way, yes, it's a feeling that we are also scared about the future, frightened about the future. But at the same time, I think we all have hope. Because 10 years, what we portrayed in 10 years is something we don't want to happen in Hong Kong in 10 years. If we don't want that to happen, all of us should do something today to prevent that things happen, like the film in Hong Kong. And surprisingly, I think we talked to a lot of people. We already did over 100 screenings in universities and local communities. And the response was tremendous, and especially among the young generation, I can see that they are very enthusiastic, and it's them that they give us hope. And so I think all of us that think, is it too late or it's never too late? I think it's never too late, because I think there's still hope among our people. If we can keep some of the things that we truly believe, some of the values that we used to have over the times in Hong Kong. So we are doing something really small. We just produced a short film, actually. We never imagined that we could win the Best Film Award in Hong Kong. So I think there's hope. Actually, a lot of people told us, after watching 10 years and knowing what happened over the past few months, they have hope, because 10 years itself is already a miracle. And I believe that there's miracle for Hong Kong, and that's why, for me, I think there's hope myself in Hong Kong, especially for the younger generation.
Okay, I'm going to open this up to the floor. Does anybody have any questions? And if you put your hand up, and if you could identify yourself and the organization that you're with. Wait for the mic.
Hello, I'm Florence de Changy. I'm a French reporter with Le Monde and the French National Radio. About the ban, Can you comment about it? And in the end, is it a good news or a bad news? And what do you think was the most, the real reason for this ban?
You mean ban?
I mean not the ban, the fact that your movie has been taken away from the Hong Kong theaters.
Oh, well, we showed the film last year, last December, for 8 weeks. But our film was doing very well in the box office, and of course, no cinemas were able to show the film because of various reasons. And of course, we don't really know what is the reason. But the fact is, our film is doing basically selling out all of our shows. And they won't let us to show because they have new films coming out. And even when we won, after we won the Best Picture Award, normally we will have an opportunity to rescreen in the cinemas. We did try and we asked. And we even lower our shares of the revenue. But still, no one are willing to show the film. I don't know what's the reason. Maybe they need to do business with the mainland China people, and they are just self-censorship their way. We are not sure, but that's my guess. But the fact is, they won't want to make any money out of our film. But at the same time, we tried different ways. As I said, we did the university screenings. We did a local community screenings on April 1st that we have 34 different places simultaneously doing our screening. So I think we are happy that we could have different opportunity to show the film.
Any more questions?
Hi, just two quick questions. Why 2025? Why not 2047? And are there plans to do a movie 2047?
Why 2025? When we started out to imagine about the future of Hong Kong, we said 10 years, because 10 years is a date that is related to everyone. No matter you're young, you're an elderly person, you can imagine the future because it's close enough for us to imagine. And of course, we don't have a big budget to do a sci-fi version of 10 years or 20 years or 30 years. So we started out with a near future that based on a present. And when we do a film in 2025, we're actually showing to the people in present days. So we would like them to kind of feel that it's related to them. I think 2047, actually a lot of people ask us to do a sequel. In 30 years, it will be 2047. But we don't have a plan, and I don't think we will do it because we know it's difficult to repeat, because we never imagined 10 years to become such a successful or even impactful movie. A lot of the reason is due to the things really happening in Hong Kong over the past few months, including the Li Bo, the Causeway Bay bookstore event, including the Mong Kok incidents. Those are the realities that actually let people kind of realize we don't need to wait 10 years. Things are actually happening today, some of the things that we imagine is already happening in Hong Kong. So yeah, so we never imagined that we could do another film in 2047. And so hopefully I could answer your question.
I've got another question right at the back at the press box.
Hi, Francis Moriarty, freelance. I don't know which one of you was responsible for the film about the taking of specimens.
He's not here.
He's not here. So could, on his behalf, could somebody explain a little bit about the conception of that film? It's a very emotionally disturbing film, but it sits kind of oddly inside wrapped inside all of these other, which are in some way more accessible films. So if you could talk about that a bit.
I'm not the spokesperson, but okay. Well, the second film is called Seasons of the End. Yeah, sorry, Seasons of the End. It's actually a film that is an experiment that you want to use your ordinary storytelling skills to read the film. It's a film that it's talk about the director's emotion, that he's feeling about some of the so-called how you preserve things, especially in Hong Kong. A lot of preserve issues have been happening in Hong Kong, starting from the Queen Mary Pier, I think the Wong Hau Ma Tau, a few years ago. And so, of course, it's a very dark film. I think it's the most pessimistic films out of the five stories. And it is directed by one of the youngest directors. He's only 25 years old. And I think it's also a way that how he sees some of the social movement in Hong Kong. It seems like he's going nowhere. And at the end, two of the trying to preserve the things in specimens, they kind of, in a way, lose hope, but another way is they want to preserve their own thinking. That they don't want to lose their hope, lose their thinking. And the only way they could do is preserve themselves, to make themselves as a specimen. So it's a very dark film, but it's more like an emotional film. You have to feel about the film, not just to ask why this happened, what does it mean. It's basically a emotional film that the director wants to use it. It's a different perspective to make a movie. So yes, a lot of people said that it kind of not fit into our film, but at the same time, we let the directors to have a lot of freedom to express what would they like in our film. So that's why I think it's a good fit to our film. Yeah, thank you.
Gentleman at the back and then the lady next.
Hello, my name is Douglas Young. I'm a private individual, I'm not a journalist. I think we all agree that what you've shown is a really bleak future, a future that we don't want for Hong Kong. And you mentioned just now that if we don't want that, then we should do something about it. But I'm kind of disturbed that I feel that one way of interpreting what you've just said is that we really shouldn't test the system. It seems like the youngsters have been testing the system to the limit, to the breaking point, such that there's very little that our mother country cannot do but to suppress. And it seems to me like what you're saying is that if we don't want that to happen, then we better behave ourselves. I don't know how you would feel about that kind of interpretation. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Chao Kun Wai, is the director of Self Immunita. Sorry, my English is so bad. Andrew will translate. Thank you. 是不是去聽聽話話先可以？ 套片裏面其實都提供了一種抗爭，有一句說話就是沒有抗爭哪有改變。
Should we obey or not do anything? In my film, I talk about protesting. There's one saying in my film that if you don't protest, there won't be any change.
我或者我自己個人嘅意見就係，我哋香港聽聽話話咗好多年啦。
For my own way, I think Hong Kong has become has been has been very behaved well for so many years.
但我哋見到個社會係墮落緊嘅，好多嘅自由係被剝削，好多嘅對警隊啊、對政府嘅信任越嚟越低。
But in Hong Kong, seems like Hong Kong in the society is actually going backwards in some way in terms of the trust to the government, the trust to the police unit. Yeah, things are not going that well.
另一樣就係話，即係魯迅講嗰句説話，就係先為自己爭取自由，先可以為到國家爭取自由。
That's a saying. There's a saying that we should fight for the freedom for ourselves, and then we fight the freedom for the country.
我用一個具體嘅例子去講呢一個説話，就係話我喺 casting 嘅時候有一個演員係turn down 咗我嘅，因為佢見到港獨呢兩個字就唔想同我合作啦。咁佢就話我接拍咗之後，我永遠翻唔到大陸拍戲。
Let me give you an example to illustrate. During my casting, actually one actor come for the casting, and after he read the script, he refused to be acting in the film because the script actually talks about the independence of Hong Kong, and he told me that if I act in your movie, then I will never go back to China, and I don't have the chance to continue my acting career in China.
縱使佢之後同我講咗半個鐘頭共產黨嘅不是。
Afterwards, he actually told me a lot of bad things about the Communist Party in China for half an hour.
佢嘅對白我都借咗嚟喺個對喺個電影裏邊嘅。
Actually, I used what he told me as part of my script.
但係佢唔敢演。
But he refused to be part of the film.
我見到一個咁樣嘅好自我審查嘅一個演員，佢縱使係一個演員。
Even in an actor, there is self-censorship.Even actually casting for our low budget film.
我就更加想拍呢個電影。
And that's the reason I would like to make the film.
我想借港獨去講思想自由，而呢樣嘢我覺得係，我唔知係咪話幫到香港，起碼幫到我自己。
Actually, I'm using the independence of Hong Kong to talk about the independent thinking. I'm not sure if it helped others, but it definitely helped me.
但我覺得如果在香港越來越多人可以不自我審查，可以無懼的話，我覺得這個力量是可以累積，可以改變到香港。
And if people in Hong Kong are not afraid, are not self-censorship themselves, I believe there's still hope in Hong Kong.
所以我的總結就是我不能夠聽聽話話，有程某程度上個自我審查或者那種自由是需要去抗爭。
So at the end, I couldn't just obey everything. I still have to protest or fight for something that I truly believe.
I try to answer. Okay.
Sorry. Yes,
a little bit. I try my best to speak English. I'm the director of the local act.Once I use one scene for example, the youth guys go to the bookstore and threw the eggs. After the one children's father picked him up and then asked him why you're here, what are you doing? Then the kid said that I need to come and I don't know how to do.What can I do or what can I cannot do? I write this scene actually kind of wisdom for Hong Kong people and for myself is when to obey and when to test the system. For the kid, even though he said he don't know what to do, but actually he make a decision. He thought through the egg. I think.That thinking of that, how to say, the emotion for my in Hong Kong, I write it in the script. I need to make a decision when to obey, when to test something with the wisdom. So I just think it and write it and in the story.
Hi, Ellen. Ellen Gora, working with L Capital. And thank you very much, and congratulations for all your success, first off. But I guess I work for investment funds, so I'm kind of curious about the funding around all of this. Did you face any challenges because of the subject matter in fundraising for it? And also, how did you all come together?
Well, we raised funds for through individuals. They basically just supported us. Actually, even before they see the script, they know we are doing a project about the future of Hong Kong. So so we are very thankful that we have a few parties that supported us. It's not a big amount. But how we come together, me and Ka Leung is the producer of this film. He's also the producer. We work on a project before, and it's a documentary film. So when we are thinking what's our next project, we came up with this idea. And so we found Siobhan, who's the first director we talked to, and we told him we only have $500,000 Hong Kong dollars budget. He said, you can never do a feature film with this budget. Why don't you just find five directors to do five short films? So we listened to him. So we found his classmate in film schools, and we found a few more young directors, and then it's how we come together. So actually, some of the directors we don't even know before this project. It's their creation, and they have a lot of freedom to do this film, and they're all very interested about 10 years, that in the future, they have certain way to imagine the future. So they almost accept our invitation right away. So that's how we get together, yeah.
I got a gentleman at the back. Just a little, gonna chime in. I just spoke with Andrew, and the average local film budgets are $5 million. So they did this in peanuts.
I'm just curious. In most of the films, the children betray their parents or disappoint them, and I wanted to know if you could, with the exception of Immolition, where the youth lead the way, and I was just curious if you could comment a bit more on that and what that reflects of your views overall about the younger generation versus the older generation.
Okay, I'm the director of the dialect, and that's the taxi driver one. And his son, because I believe the system induces behavior. That's my major belief when I write the story. And under the system, and you can see because the children is now learning Chinese in Mandarin. And so in the school, they can speak in Mandarin very well. And the film is 10 years. And 10 years, just like, after 10 years, I'm the same age of the taxi driver, and the son is, if I have a son and get born, and then he will be the son, just like the kid. And I just worried about that after, you know, that the school is just like the Mandarin teaching Chinese, and once I have chance to meet the students, the primary students, they asked me to do the Chinese dictatorship, and then he asked me to do it in the Mandarin, the Chinese, but I can't help because my Mandarin is not really good. And I just feel that they can communicate, I mean, with their generation very well in Mandarin, but I just feel that there's a gap between us, and I'm not sure if that's disappointing, but just I just feel that we are different. Especially after 10 years, there will be a norm. But nowadays, there's just like some kind of case happened. I think it's already happened in our daily life, but not so normal. But after 10 years, you can imagine that will be the norm in the society. That, I mean, this kid, they will speak Mandarin very well and communicate very well in Mandarin. But now our generation, for those who didn't have any Mandarin education in when we are young, and I just feel that my mother and my mother tongue, I can't speak my mother tongue in my hometown. And even though I speak to my kids, and I can, we are different, and that's very strange to me. And so, but I'm not. I just think I can't. It's not disappointing, but just like the film shows. Just the times, just like set C dot. It's just a generation. It's just change, time change, and everything will pass. So that's my thoughts.
And my story, Local Egg. You can see there are four main characters. One is the father. And two youngsters, one is the bookstore keeper, and the other one is the chicken farm owner, young owner, and the youngest one is the son. Actually, they have, how to say, if the difference of the generation, what I write in the character, think of the character, is kind of, they have some choice to make the choice to fulfill what they want to do. For example, the youngest kid, what he wants is watch the comics, Doraemon, the books only. Maybe in his world, he wants to read it only. But in around his society, the world, he can only read it in underground bookstore. So he need to make some choice in his situation. And the youngster, the farm owner, he can make a choice to go to Taiwan to continue his career. And the other one, the shopkeeper, he want to keep the books, he want sharing the books. So he makes some choice and just have one is one underground and one normal one for himself. And the father, you can see he can, how to say, he could, maybe I use Cantonese. 我想讲个上一代我描述的，其实他在他的生涯里，其实他到了他这么大，他其实多了少资源去做很多选择。
For the father character, because he's more experienced in life, in at that stage of his life, he could have more resource to make choice.
所以我在即一个短篇故事里边，其实都尝试去谂下每一代人佢哋个情况系点。咁而喺嗰个角色度咧，其实我都尽量去讲紧少少嘅唔同。
So even in a short film. That's three generation. I try to portray some different choices among these four characters.
所以去到即係我想象嘅十年後咧，其實小朋友佢點解要做一啲好似係即係唔信服，或者係甚至乎少少嘅抗爭咧？其實因為個環境係究竟問緊我哋有冇一種自由嘅選擇。
So in 10 years time, why the young kid, he has to do something like a protesting or something, not obeying what the orders. But I think at the end is that he should have some freedom to choose what he wants to do.
是，所以我都觉得，即是在一个短故事，自己都想少少不同代。其實都有少少限制，都幾似我哋而家嘅香港，我自己覺得。
And it's kind of like the current situation in Hong Kong, in different generations in Hong Kong.
Later at the back, and then Natasha, right? Okay. A gentleman at the back.
Hello, yes. I'm an associate member of the FCC. Understanding each other is very important. Mandarin, English, Cantonese. If you're a Cantonese speaker, I'm sure this film, 10 years, would have been very, very enjoyable indeed. But if you don't understand Cantonese, I'm afraid to say it wasn't, because I couldn't read anything. I couldn't understand anything, and I couldn't read the subtitles. If you want this film to have an effect in the wide world, please make the subtitles in English bigger, because English is the international language.
Yeah, agreed.
Agreed. Yeah.
Actually, we are doing another version for the subtitle. Thanks for your comment.
Yeah. Natasha?
Yeah, hi. My name's Natasha Khan. I'm a journalist with Bloomberg News. I'm just wondering, you mentioned that this started before the Umbrella Movement, and so just wanted to know whether the protest affected any of the outcomes of the film or how it inspired you to, you know, while you're making the movies?
For the Umbrella Movement, actually I tried to not be affected because for the very beginning I just started language as my topic for this project, and actually after the Umbrella Movement, actually I tried to change the topic immediately because I have some impact, but you know, because my master mentor have told us not be affected by, there's some kind of impact, don't be so emotionally, and so that I keep on in the focusing on the language. But you know, before the story is not like that, it's about relationship, but it's finally it's happy ending, it's just like it's kind of sweet story. But after that moment, I can't finish a sweet story like that. But I just want to, because I don't know that actually, because I'm just focusing on the creative stuff. I don't know anything, because just after that, I look backward, and I just found out how the Umbrella Movement affects me. Is that I feel powerless. I just feel powerless during the Umbrella Movement. And so I just feel everyone in the, every character for me is bold. I just feel it's emotionless. They are cold. Because I just feel after the Umbrella Movement, I just feel a kind of hopeless, powerless. And so I put the emotion into the film. It's not my intention, but I just feel I have doing so. That's not my intention, yeah.
Lady at the back, and then last question.
Hi, my name's Karen Koh. I'm a freelance TV and radio journalist. Andrew, you said at the beginning that after you showed us the films that you feel optimistic. And given what we've seen happen in Hong Kong in the last few months, I wonder, why do you feel optimistic? And also, do the students who've seen your film, do they feel optimistic, and why?
The reason I said it's optimistic is, I think in reality, maybe we will lose more freedom, and maybe there will be more control. In terms of that way, I'm not very optimistic that Hong Kong, I'm optimistic is about the people of Hong Kong, that I can see a lot of people still concerned about the future of Hong Kong. A lot more people do care about Hong Kong and try to do some things in Hong Kong, especially the younger generation. To share with you, in one of the screening in the university, after we showed the film, actually it was a film student. After she watched the film, She said, oh yes, it's very pessimistic. And I'm also worried about the future. But it's also the same reason that she thinks that she needs to do more in her position, in her own profession in the future. So I think that's encouraging, meaning that they are awakened in certain way, that their future is in their hands. And I see even younger people in the high school, they said, I used to not concern or not have no interest in what happened in the society, not no interest in so-called the political issues in Hong Kong. It was a Form 3 students. But after the umbrella movement, he said, I need to pay more attention and I think I need to do more. And from what he was talking and what he's asking, I think I see a quality in the younger generation. So I think I still have hope. I think in the brightness of some of the Hong Kong people and also the brightness of humanity in Hong Kong. And I think people will fight hard for our values that we have. So that's why I have hope, yeah.
我都想補充兩句，即係我拍十年嘅時候係悲觀嘅，但係而家去到今日，我覺得係樂觀嘅，因為十年嘅經歷，呢個電影係你都估唔到會發展到咁嘅地步。
When I first produced the film, I'm very pessimistic. But actually, after I do the project and after the screening, I'm more positive because no one could imagine what happened to 10 years itself. And it itself has become a special story.
So I don't want to see Hong Kong. I don't want to see Hong Kong's future is definitely pessimistic. Just like I can't see 10 years. Now, 10 years appear, so many people say miracle is a very clear indication.
I don't want to count Hong Kong out, that Hong Kong is losing hope. At the same time, just like 10 years, we won't count 10 years. Out because 10 years has inspired a lot of people, has impact different people, echoing a lot of people's emotion in Hong Kong.
嗰種力量係好似得到好多嘅共鳴，好多觀眾因為十年攞到好多嘅共鳴。同樣呢個共鳴係雙向嘅，我都可以喺啲觀眾裏邊得到好大嘅共鳴。原來咁多人對香港嘅將來著緊。
The film actually echoes a lot of people in Hong Kong, but at the same time, it is how they respond, and they also echo. I also have echoes from their feelings, because they can they concern about Hong Kong. They concern about the future of Hong Kong. It is that reason that it makes me have hope.
10 years, 很多人話將香港嘅恐懼曝光，但係同時間亦都俾好多機會香港人去表達無懼咯。
10 years, in some way, it kind of show the fear among different people. But at the same time, it also had the opportunity to show who has the courage and to, without fear, yeah.
當越來越多人即係無懼嘅話，我覺得呢個城市係有希望嘅。
If more people are without fear, then I think the city has hope.
I'm glad to be the last to be allowed to ask a question. My name is Jürgen. I'm here as a business person. What I'd like to know is a summary, perhaps, of what you have said. What is your biggest hope you want to achieve with the movie or the movies? And on the other side, I understand that the basic law doesn't have an expiry date. And there are some discussions or rumors that actually 2047 may be extended to allow more time for unification. So could you give me an answer on these two aspects?
第一個是問我哋個盼望hope喺邊度，擺咗喺邊度，喺我哋呢片嗰度。第二個問題係基本法好似2047係咪會再 extend 落去？
翻譯，成個影片其實有一個主題嘅，就係、是、
我哋要認清一個唔容易嘅將來。
There's a theme for the whole movie is that we have to visualize or realize that the future is difficult.
先要承認，甚至乎我哋要勇於去講，去描述。
First, you have to accept it's going to be a difficult future. And then we have to try to describe what is happening.
當有人去講，去想像呢種唔容易嘅時候咧，唔代表散播緊嗰種即係黑暗。
When we are talking about this pessimistic, or if we even talk about in the film, it doesn't mean we are spreading the pessimistic future of Hong Kong.
所以我哋未必十年係提供到一個答案，但係相反去嘗試用創作或者鼓勵人去有第一步，就係去認清呢個唔容易嘅將來。
In our film, maybe we don't have any answers for what's happening in the future, but we hope that after people watch our film, that they can realize, they can accept the future is not easy. It's actually quite difficult. That's the first step, that to realize, to accept what is happening. The second question is about, will the basic law extend beyond 2047, is that right? For me, I think one country, two system, there's two system. And recently I heard this a discussion that normally the bad system will affect the good system. I hope it's not true. I hope that it's mutually, it will mutually affect each other. Hopefully the good will still be there in 30 years' time. So nobody know what happens in 30 years' time. I think, as we all said, that the future is difficult. Nobody know what's happened in 30 years. But hopefully Hong Kong still have some good values that people will acknowledge and will continue to fight for the good values, and our system can affect the other system. And hopefully in that way that we can continue to the one country, two system, but nobody knows. But we still have hope.
Yeah, I would like to say a few words. Actually, for my opinion is that there will be no perfect system, right? And the time maybe always there's some tough times. And so just like our clip, just like our ending, we just said that it's an evil times. But the most important thing is just like if we can do better on ourselves, be good, and influence each other, and that's the for me is that's the most important part, and that's why we make the short film. Yeah.
I know you said that we had last question. We're just going to squeeze one and make it quick, Doug.
Thanks very much, Nanhi. Doug Wong. I'm an FCC member, and thank you again for coming and sharing your film with us. And we sold out very quickly. There's going to be another screening here on May 3rd, I think. But
correct.
I have many, many friends who would love to come to see this movie, or to see this movie. And my very quick question is, what are your plans for a DVD release or such like, so that all our friends can see this
movie? Okay, it is released in Google Play and iTunes. You can rent it. But we will release the DVD in August, because we are going to do a cinematic release in Taiwan in August time. So we want to wait for the Taiwan release, and then we're going to release the DVD in August. Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Token of our appreciation.
Natasha.
Really sorry, and they don't offer a plan B, like a...